Hey there, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my Q update for Tuesday, February 12th. Those of you who are doing your own Q decodes at home, you can find posts by Q on qmap.pub and qanon.pub, as well as other websites. If you have an Android device and you'd like to get notifications whenever Q posts, you can check out the Android apps Q Drops and Q Alerts in the Google Play Store. My theme for this broadcast is Little Phony Leaker. We're going to be talking about Adam Schiff. All right, so even though the Robert Mueller investigation is not over yet and its findings remain classified, Adam Schiff has decided that Mueller's investigation wasn't thorough enough, so he decided to launch his own investigation into the president's finances, but specifically dealing with Deutsche Bank and his taxes. Q responded to Mr. Schiff with this: if AS Adam Schiff has seen evidence of collusion and or POTUS Russia illegal activities, as he has stated in the past many times across all DARM media networks, why then is there a need to open a new investigations? Q has said that the mainstream media is the propaganda arm of the D party. That's what that means. What about the so-called evidence already seen? How is AS making open statements regarding Mueller not investigating POTUS and Deutsche Bank thorough enough if the Mueller investigation itself is classified? How does Adam Schiff know what Mueller has or hasn't investigated? Fake news is designed to keep the fake narrative in play, to provide cover. You are witnessing the greatest disinformation campaign to ever be pushed by a political party. Ask yourself why. Fear of what? The message must be direct. The war is very real. Q. All right. New FOIA documents obtained by Judicial Watch show that former FBI Chief Counsel James Baker gave Hillary Clinton's attorney a heads up after the Bureau found her emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop. That was about a week or two before the 2016 election. That message was also sent out to many other people in the FBI. This is a document that is from the Judicial Watch website. It says here on October 28th, so this was, about a week before the election, the day that Comey sent a letter to Congress regarding the FBI's discovery that the Weiner laptop contained Clinton's emails, Hillary Clinton's personal lawyer, David Kendall, within hours emails Baker requesting a call ASAP about the Comey letter. Baker describes his follow-up call to senior FBI officials. This is what he described in his call. The call, the email went out to Comey, David Bowditch, who was then deputy director, Andy McCabe, Michael Steinbach, Bill Priestep, James Urbicki, Chief of Staff, Jonathan Maffa, Jason Herring, Mike Cortan, and Trisha Anderson, all very high-level people in the FBI. So Q reposted the Judicial Watch link to their article and also reposted some drops that we've seen previously. These are on the left-hand side here. This graphic was a running graphic of people in the FBI that have been removed from power. This graphic in the center is some of the same with people who are in the batter's box. And then on the right-hand side, we have the chain of command for the mid-year investigation, also known as the Hillary email investigation. So the Q then copied and pasted those names that I just read from that document and put it in the post here. Baker's heads up on the Kendall call was sent to Comey, Bowditch, Steinbach, Priestap, let's see, Rubicki, Maffa, Herring, Cortan, Trisha Anderson, Lisa Page, and Peter Strzok. Peter Strzok, actually, 2 days later, he was the organizer of an internal meeting where they discussed what they're going to do with this information coming out right before the election. Q asks the question, does the list above look familiar? Reread the drops regarding the FBI mid-year investigation and the Inspector General review graphics. All right, so if you are interested, you can go on one of the Q websites check out the graphics. Here is one of the graphics. And like I said, this is a previous drop from Q that has these people that have been removed. This is an updated list here. The next one, this is figure 3.1. Chain of command for the mid-year investigation. These people here are all fired. These people down here, Steinbach, Lackalone, Coleman, Anderson, Kleinsmith, Gauhar, and Moyer, were all waiting to be removed. And then the other graphic is the mid-year investigation chain of command. All right. If you're interested in that, you can go look at those graphics. I don't want to spend too much time on them. All right. Adam Schiff created a fictional story about how a big, mean orange man named Donald Trump conned people into believing that a wall on the southern border was necessary. He tweeted this out yesterday. Step one, hype an invented threat of an invasion of terrorists, murderers, and rapists. Step two, send troops to the border to address the imaginary threat. Step three, justify the wall as necessary to protect troops sent to meet the non-existent threat. Step four, executive time. Well, Q was not amused, so Q responded to Adam Schiff's tweet. Top, there's a link to his tweet. Let's actually use facts. Step one, hype an invented threat of POTUS working with the Russians, a disinformation campaign. Step two, send FBI, Department of Justice, Congress, Senate, CIA, NSA, intelligence, Five Eyes, etc., to address, investigate the imaginary threat. Step three, justify the special counsel and millions of taxpayer dollars spent as a necessary move to protect the public and our election process against an imaginary, made-up, non-existent threat, which really is designed to protect the illegal activities of many elected officials. Step four, open a new fake and false investigation as chairman of the House Intel Committee to retain disinformation campaign designed to keep liberal D Americans on board to regain power and prevent prosecution. Executive time. Q had some career advice for Adam Schiff. Life lesson, Adam Schiff. Next time you leak classified information, don't have your phone or allow phones of the unknown go-between students present. FISA works both ways, Q. The Obama administration illegally used FISA to spy on patriots like General Flynn and President Trump, but the president is now using FISA in a legal fashion to spy on them because they're traitors. So FISA goes both ways. It certainly does. All right. Last night there was a rally in the West Texas town of El Paso. And sure enough, at the rally, the president drew everyone's attention to one of the Q followers. We have this video here. I'll let you take a look at that. You can see the president pointing to this woman, even though it's kind of from the back view of the president. So one of the Anons posted this. It wasn't a t-shirt. She laid a square cloth with the Q on it when POTUS came by. Perfect idea when they don't allow Q shirts inside the venue. It is a good idea. So Q posted this right afterward. There's a link to the tweet that has a video. And this is a transcription of a conversation. POTUS, did they get the clip? Yes, Mr. President. POTUS, did they catch all the references? Yes, Mr. President. POTUS, show me. Thank you, Mr. John Vineyard. Thank you, Anons. Return publicly, Q. As a lot of you are aware, Q has been kind of off the board for a while, only posting a couple of messages every other week. Sometimes 2 weeks would go by. Q has now returned publicly, and I think we're just going to be getting a lot more posts. So I'm going to try to keep up on the Twitter threads and the videos as much as I can. And like I said in yesterday's video, I believe Q is observing us pretty regularly, unofficially, even when he's not posting, but now this is a public return. All right, so an Anon responded, "We are here to the end, sir." And Q responded, You will never be alone. We are united. Godspeed, Patriot. Where we go one, we go all. Q. All right. Q posted a link to a report on the FBI panic after learning Hillary's emails were on Anthony Weiner's laptop. This is a longer post from this morning. I cut it into two parts. Those at the top of the FBI who were under the control of Hillary and her handlers are no longer employed by the Bureau. That's kind of the upshot of this. There's a link to a Fox News article. It's basically kind of has a analysis of that Judicial Watch FOIA document. And Q writes, "Shall we play a game? Where are they now?" This is in reference to public optics. Retired left refers to fired and forced. So a lot of these people, the official narrative is they retired or they resigned, but in fact, they were forced out or fired from their jobs. FBI, James Comey, director, Andrew McCabe, deputy director, James Verbicki, chief of staff, senior counsel, James Baker, general counsel, Bill Priestap, director of counterintelligence, Peter Strzok, deputy assistant director of counterintelligence, Lisa Page, office of general counsel, Mike Cortan, assistant director for public affairs, Josh Campbell, special assistant to Comey. These people are all fired. Mike Steinbach, head of National Security Division, fired. John Glaccalone, predecessor to Steinbach, head of National Security Division, fired. Glaccalone is new. He has not appeared in that list before. He was in the banners box last time we saw this. I think Steinbach was too. James Turgall, assistant director, fired. Greg Bauer, top congressional liaison, fired. Tricia Anderson, principal deputy general counsel, fired. She was in the other list of in the batter's box last time this was updated. Randall Coleman, assistant director of counterintelligence division, removed. He was also in the batter's box last time. So the number of people fired is increasing. The number of people in the batter's box is getting shorter. Okay. We have this is the second part of that post. Randall Coleman authored a note, essentially, and this is from the Inspector General's report. Number one, Anthony Weiner, sick. Number two, unrelated. Number three, Weiner, sick. Texting 15-year-old sexually explicit. 926, federal SW, iPhone, iPad, laptop. Initial analysis of laptop, thousands of emails related to Hillary Clinton and Foundation, crime against children. Then we have this small list down in the bottom. It is four people: Kevin Kleinsmith, Tashina Gohar, Sally Moyer, and Jason Herring. Q says track and follow all of them. Nothing being done. Fake news. Q. I would imagine the next time we get an update from Q, these people, these four people on the bottom, are probably going to be all gone. Just background information. If you go to page 294 on the DOJ Inspector General's report on the handling of the Hillary email investigation, you'll see this. These are notes that Coleman had when he basically was briefing James Comey, and these are the notes he had for the briefing. And oddly enough, Coleman, James Baker, Comey, they all developed amnesia. They said they didn't remember that meeting, didn't remember what was said. I think obviously they're covering because they didn't want to talk about it. We do know that James Baker is a cooperating witness, and it'll be interesting to find out what Baker has testified about that issue in the future. We may or may not find out about that. One of the Anons said, if your name is in a Q post and it's followed by track and follow, you might be deep state. Next, we have a video. I'll let you give a listen to this. What's relevant about this video is that this is the Inspector General for the intelligence community, and he says they didn't have the security clearance they needed to view some of Hillary's emails.
Can you provide this committee in a secure format the classified emails?
What I can to a certain extent. I cannot provide a certain segment of them because the agency that owns the information for those emails has limited the distribution on those. So they're characterizing them as ORCON,
Explain what ORCON is.
Originator control. So I can't give them to even Congress without getting the agency's permission to provide them. So they have been provided.
Which agency?
I can't say that here in an open hearing, sir.
So you can't even tell me which agency won't allow us as members of Congress to see something that Hillary Clinton allowed somebody without a security clearance in a non-protected format to see. That's correct?
Yeah, this is the segment of emails that this is why my letter back to Ranking Member Cummings had to be classified, because people would like to see this segment of emails. And this has been an issue not just with you and your committee, but with several members at this point. So we have gone back to the agency that is involved several times, and we can certainly do that again and ask permission.
Can you generally tell me, is it because they're so sensitive about signals intelligence, human intelligence? What?
We shouldn't get into the content of these emails in an open hearing, but I don't
want to violate that, but the concern is that it has already been violated, and it was violated by Hillary Clinton, and it was her choice. She set it up, and she created this problem, and she created this mess. We shouldn't have to go through this, but she did that.
This is the segment of emails that I had to have people in my office read in to particular programs to even see these emails. We didn't possess the required clearances and compartments.
So even the Inspector General for ODNI didn't have the requisite security clearances.
That's correct. I had to get read-ins for them.
Q responded to that saying, controlled by those who worked for the Clintons, they have zero control now, Q. Different set of rules are in place now. We have a link to a financial disclosure page for Maxine Waters. And Q asked, what does a dog do when he or she has a bone? You are the news now, Q. All right, so the link, if you click on it, takes you to a financial disclosure page for Maxine Waters. It has a list of her assets and who she owes money to as creditor. She's got three mortgages listed here and other information. And why is this relevant? Well, Maxine Waters is teaming up with Adam Schiff as the chair of the Financial Services Committee in the House to investigate President Trump and his finances and taxes. So I think Q is giving a heads up to Maxine. You better be careful what you ask for, because FISA goes both ways and so do investigations. And if Maxine has some sketchy finances, she may be biting off more than she can chew. We have this, and I'm just going to read this to you. Q posted it this morning. POTUS, this can never be allowed to happen again in our country or to another president. And then Q asks, how do you deter and prevent this from happening again, this corruption that we've been dealing with? Simply by terminating employment of those responsible, simply by conducting a few non-threatening investigations, or by prosecuting those responsible to the fullest extent of the law, setting up new checks and balances and oversight designed to increase transparency, provide inspector generals' offices with funding, increase in their size and their authority, provide select committees with access and in-house viewing of non-national security classified material. That was the issue that Jason Chaffetz had. People in the Benghazi committee and Hillary's email investigation, they did not have access to the documents that they needed to provide proper oversight. So Q is saying that that is going to change. Do you provide a check on directors, deputy directors, assistant directors of all such ABC intelligence agencies? Establish financial checks and reviews of those in senior critical positions with audits and direct family, close proximity. Transparency and prosecution is the only way forward to save our republic and safeguard such criminal and treasonous acts from occurring again. While some want to quietly remove those responsible and go about our business, save face on the world stage, those in control understand this band-aid will simply not work. Nobody should be above the law, no matter how massive the spiderweb is entangled. This will never happen again. Truth works. Facts matter. Q. So, for those of you who have been frustrated and angry because nothing is happening, well, a lot is happening. The president is setting his plans in motion to put in checks and balances and changes to the system so this kind of corruption can never happen again, so we never have to deal with it. Our kids and our grandkids will never have to worry about this stuff again. For me, that is worth waiting. If it takes a year or two longer, I am glad to wait a year or two longer. All right. This morning, the president tweeted about last night's rally. This tweet was at 9:35 a.m. That's Arizona time. So Anon posted a screenshot of that tweet and said, POTUS tweet nearly simultaneous, 11:35 Eastern. It's 2 hours ahead of Arizona time. So that would be 9:35, same time, basically. Q posted this, devices in the same location with the same military encryption with the same service, yet hitting send spreads an unusual gap, even accounting for pictures or non-picture transmission plus data two. Sometimes we get a hit, sometimes we don't. We are past that now, correct? And this Anon said, we are way past this now. People who still need proofs will never get it. And Q said, it's mathematically impossible, talking about getting exact timing. Those who challenge, have an agenda, or are simply still asleep. The narrative has them. And Anon made a graphic showing Q's post this morning about the president saying, this can never be allowed to happen again. And the president's tweet about the rally last night came at the same time. The president and Q are going to try to keep hitting 0 hours, 0 minutes, and 0 seconds. Maybe one day we'll hit 0000. There have been many posts in the past between Q and the president where they got 0 minutes and 0 hours, but they haven't been able to get the seconds down to the exact timing. Q says that doesn't cut it for the Anons. And then Q finished up this morning's post with, he thought there was a spelling error, said spelling error by mistake on the move. Then he checked his message and realized there wasn't a spelling error. And that is what we have for Q's post today. I did want to leave a message with you before we go. People have been messaging me now saying they can't even find my YouTube videos. If they go to my channel, they go on YouTube, they're not able to find my videos. YouTube has been changing the algorithms. They are trying to bury anything they consider to be conspiracy related videos. They're not recommending them to people. So it is probably only a matter of time before YouTube takes away my channel. And if YouTube takes away my channel, I will continue doing videos, but they are going to be hosted on my website. I just want to let people know ahead of time. If you come to my channel one day and my videos are not there on YouTube, you can always go to my website, pragmatic.com. And you can find those videos. The easiest way to get notifications when I have a new video out is go to my website, click the blog button there, and go to my blog and find any of my recent articles. Click on one of them and then scroll down to where it says comments. And if you click reply to any comment, it'll bring up this box. And when you put in your comment, what you'll see down here is two boxes that you can check. One says, notify me of new comments by email. The second one says, notify me of new posts by email. That is the one you want to do. You can go on any comment on any blog post that I've got. If you check this box, it says, notify me of any new posts. What you'll get is an email whenever I post a new video or a new article. Most of them are about Q. I do post about other things. But that way, at some point in the future, if YouTube decides to take down my channel, you will at least be getting email notifications about when I post. And like I said, I have a plan to host my videos. If I have to self-host them on my own server, I will do that. They will always be available on my website, even if YouTube takes my channel down. All right, that is my message for today. So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Prairie Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.